Why do you need this book? It's no secret that families today are being bombarded from every side. Under the pressures of the siege, many are ripped apart or left with only a few torn and tattered edges. At the center of this attack is the very foundation of every family, the couple. Here's an unfortunate fact of life for husbands and wives today. To assume that your marriage can endure anything, or that your love will keep you together no matter what, is both naive and short-sighted. Wise couples need to be constantly on guard against the many forces that undermine the husband-wife relationship. Sometimes the attack is a full frontal assault, like your mate being tempted by a flirtatious co-worker. Other times, husbands and wives are their own worst enemies, as when one spouse repeatedly attacks the self-esteem of the other. Even the best relationships can be destroyed, and unfortunately, every marriage is vulnerable. Fortunately, every marriage partner can learn the principles to fortify and deepen his or her core relationship in life. This book was written to help you do just that. Successful marriage is not something we can simply decide we want, work to achieve, and then assume will remain like some shiny award in our trophy case. Marriage is a relationship. As such, it is dynamic and continually evolving. With effort and patience, any husband and wife can work together to develop a very satisfying marriage. For it to endure this way means that both partners must continue to nurture it forever. Every couple committed to keeping a happy marriage from becoming a divorce statistic needs to be serious and effective in combining the efforts of both husband and wife to create and maintain a strong and enduring relationship. Concerning the need for the active participation of both spouses, remember these two sobering realities. It only takes one disaffected spouse to end a marriage. And with persistent effort, one committed partner can help a couple sustain their relationship endlessly on a surviving level. But achieving and maintaining a thriving marriage always requires the active involvement of both mates. Although it has become an all-too-common occurrence, divorce is not inevitable. Marriages break up for many reasons, but mostly because couples allow it to happen. It's quite rare that the downfall of a relationship is the result of a single blow, no matter how hard. More often, marital dissolution is just that, a marriage that is dissolved and deteriorated over time. This happens when partners fail to recognize their personal responsibility to relate to each other in ways that are pleasing to both and to bring out the best in one another. In organizational development circles, another new buzzword has become fashionable: responsibility leadership. This term suggests that individuals need to assume more personal responsibility for what happens and quit using the same crutches of blame or excuses. The same is true for marriage. Married or not, many couples never establish any expectations about the quality of their relationship. Instead, they merely hope it all will work out. How sad. As with anything we value in life, we need to determine whether we want it badly enough to invest our time and energy into making it work. As long as you're going to spend your life together, why not choose to have a great marriage? A quality marriage requires both high expectations and a corresponding level of effort to implement correct principles. Achieving a successful marriage is no different than achieving success in any other area of life. Marriage, too, is subject to the law of the harvest. We can only expect to reap what we sow. In other words, we cannot receive the rich rewards of a truly thriving marriage unless we earn them. We must learn what to do and then do what it takes. This does not have to be perceived as a chore, and you'll see as you read this book how to enjoy the journey. Life is a classroom, and we are continually learning and growing. Unfortunately, in the classroom of life, we tend to be given our test first and later must learn the lessons given on the test. This can be a very painful process. How much better it would be if we could learn some of the essential lessons about marriage before we were given our test on the subject. This book can help you through your test by teaching some of these vital lessons. Last summer, one of our young friends, a bright and capable young adult, got married to her sweetheart. They had gotten along fine during the 18 months of their relationship, but had never really had any serious conflicts or fights, and had thought life would be wonderful and that they would live happily ever after once they got married. But 6 months after the wedding, she called in tears, wondering what had happened and why her husband had changed so much since their wedding. She couldn't understand what seemed to be the dramatic differences in the ways they related to each other. She thought that because there was conflict and disagreement, there must be something wrong with their relationship. I certainly didn't have all the answers, but I asked her, "Do you love him?" The young woman answered, "Yes." I asked her how much she had read or knew about some of the challenge areas, such as confronting problems, dealing with the differences between them, or resolving conflicts. She admitted that she did not know very much and that she hadn't read anything that might help her understand how to do that. Over the years, the young woman had won numerous trophies and awards for showing her horse. She had never been able to afford to pay a trainer and was rightfully very proud of the fact that she had studied hard, reading every magazine she could get her hands on about training and showing horses. I asked her, "Would you have won the trophies if you hadn't made the effort to learn all you could about horses?" "Of course not," she replied. After a pause, I said, "You know, marriage isn't much different. To succeed in marriage, we all need to learn how to develop the kind of relationship we want. It doesn't necessarily come naturally." That made sense to her, and she agreed that she needed to read and learn everything she could to better understand what was happening between them, as well as what they could do to make their marriage better. I did make it very clear that I was not comparing her husband to her horse, nor recommending that she read up on how to train a husband.
Ironically, though, learning how to make a marriage work can be somewhat confusing. Go into any bookstore and you'll find dozens of books related to marriage or some aspect of marriage. Besides those which focus on marriage itself, they cover topics such as needs, roles, effective listening, gender differences, improving your sex life, love. The list goes on. This material provides couples with countless ways to understand a wide variety of perspectives about the most important of human relationships, that between a man and a woman. However, like most people today, you probably don't have time to sort through all the information available. Although it might be interesting to explore the numerous dimensions of marriage, it's just not realistic, which is precisely why we wrote this book. Our intention was to include in a single volume a summary of the essential components for a successful marriage. It's designed for busy people like you. It will help you focus on what really works. A handbook you can refer back to as often as necessary as a reminder and reinforcer of the practices you can internalize. As one whose education and career has centered around families and children, I have benefited greatly from the insightful perspectives, memorable stories, and practical suggestions made by scores of authors in hundreds of books and tapes. As a counselor, I often assigned clients to read a book that covered a certain topic far better and more efficiently than I ever could in a counseling session. Susan and I certainly encourage you to take advantage of the great blessing of living in the information age by using whatever books, tapes, or programs that will help you learn more about the specific facets of your relationship, especially those that offer practical suggestions, which will actually improve your marriage. To succeed in marriage in today's fast-paced, complex world, as a couple, you must 1. Learn the proven, tested ideas that really make a difference. 2. Apply these practices on an ongoing basis in your relationship with one another. Throughout the book, you'll understand the basic principles and concepts, the what's and why's, as well as learn a variety of practical methods, the how's, that you and your mate can apply in your everyday life. We encourage couples to move from a so what orientation to a now what response to these ideas. After all, since most of us have so little time and so much information available, it's reasonable to ask ourselves, Why should we bother reading something if we can't or won't apply it to improve and benefit our marriage? Whether you find this book to be a source of new insights, different perspectives on familiar themes, or reminders to do more of what you already know works, enjoy the journey along your marriage highway can help you and your partner. There's a current trend in the business world to focus on the best practices used by successful organizations in each industry. The idea is to identify what has worked most successfully for others and then emulate it. In today's world, who has time to reinvent the wheel? This book is our summary of the best practices that all successful couples must apply in their marriage relationships.